KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Police Minister Senzo Mgcunu says immigration challenges are driving kidnappings in South Africa. This follows the arrest of a Pakistani, Zimbabwean and Mozambican believed to be linked to the kidnapping of 9-year-old Iman Fatima Guman in the Eastern Cape. She was released yesterday. Mgcunu says authorities are intensifying efforts to combat such crimes.
Generally, things point at foreigners because most of these kidnappings, they inevitably involve a foreigner, which means that it is correct to say in South Africa, one of the most threatening things to internal stability in the country, it is immigration.
A 6-year-old Western Cape boy has died after being bitten by a Cape cobra. DJ Don had been napping with his mother on the West Coast when he was bitten. Despite receiving antivenom at Vredenburg Hospital, he did not survive. Herpetologist Johan Mare says has rather shared some advice in the event of an encounter.
Encounters with Cape cobras, back off, stay away from the snake. If you're 5 or 6 paces away from any snake, you're perfectly safe. Don't tamper with them. Don't try and catch or kill them. In the unlikely event of a bite, it is critically important that you get that person to the nearest hospital as quickly as possible.
Action SA in KZN has accused the Health MEC of misleading the public about the medicine stock in the province. MEC Nomanko Gusemalane has denied claims by the party and the EFF that there is a shortage in public health facilities. KZN Health says its officials visited one of the depots in Durban and found that there was enough stock. But Action SA's Zwakhele Ngwango insists this is not the case and claims authorities are placing lives at risk.
The MEC have really failed to abide with the code of conduct. This is a breach of Schedule 2 of the Constitution, where the MEC signed the oath of office. And the oath is clear as to what is expected of the member of Provincial Council. We are calling on the MEC to do the honorable thing by resigning with immediate effect.
Farmers have forced British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to abandon a visit to a housing project near Milton Keynes. Around a dozen tractor drivers blasted their horns in protest against the 20% inheritance tax kicking in next April on agricultural land worth more than £1 million or 23 million rand. He admits tough choices have had to be made but stands by the decision. And finally, World Radio Day is being celebrated today. It was established in 2011 by UNESCO to raise awareness about the importance of the broadcast space. We spoke to some East Coasters about what radio means to them.
I like the conversations that, what's going on around KZN or the world.
Like Joseph didn't have TVs, we always listened to radios, many years ago.
It's definitely company in my car when I drive long hours on the road.
Obviously, East Coast Radio is one of my favorites, especially in particular slots after 8 p.m., especially like when it comes to news, obviously.
Durban 30 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 32. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.